parents and guardians of children aged 6 and 7 can register from today for free GP visit cards as the scheme expands to under-8s for the first time. We're joined now by Dermot Quinlan, a GP based in Cork and medical director of the Irish College of General Practitioners. Good morning. Can you just tell us exactly what is your reaction to this development?
Good morning. The ICGP welcomes this extension of free GP care to children aged 6 and 7, and the benefits that it will bring to children and their families. We know that about 78,000 children will benefit from this, and they will no longer have to pay to see their GP. They will still have to pay their medicine costs. We know that GPs are very busy, that there are increasingly people have difficulty getting access to their GP. And we know that the increasing the access to general practice for 78,000 children will increase the workload of general practice, as it did with the under sixes when the number of consultations went up 30%. However, we are working hard with the HSE and the Department of Health and Minister Donnelly to expand the number of GPs. We have rapidly and substantially increased the number of GPs in training. And we also have a very innovative program bringing in experienced GPs from overseas who have decided to make Ireland their home. And we are supporting them to integrate into the working community in Ireland. However, this is not an overnight solution, and these will take several years to expand our GP capacity.
Okay, so how can people be reassured that the current pressure on GP practices won't get worse as a result of this development?
I think we need to be clear that the pressures on general practice will increase with this. We know that this cohort of children will increase their consultation rates by about 30%, and that's a very important part. We are an outlier in the EU in terms of we are one of the few countries that make people pay to see their GP. And that's not good for patients and it's not good for healthcare. That general practice is a very flexible, responsive and cost-effective part of the health service. So it's very effective to have patients seeing their GP when they're unwell. However, it may take several days to see your GP, especially in the winter as the pressures come on the doctors. I would encourage people who are seriously concerned, particularly about their child that they think may be seriously ill, that they need to take appropriate steps to see a doctor the same day if their child is seriously ill. And, you know, this may mean trying to see their GP. If that's not feasible, the GP out of hours. And if that's not feasible, it may mean the emergency department.
Is there not also a principle here in the sense that some people can afford to bring their children to see the GP privately, and the state is now effectively giving free GP visits for those people? Is that a good use of resources?
I think it's a very pragmatic use of resources. It's also equitable. It also helps prevent a perception that people with medical cards are poorer. So we would certainly support this age-based extension to children aged 6 and 7 as a pragmatic, swift response to the government's promise and Minister Donnelly's promise to deliver this.
And are you confident that the steps that are being taken by the Department of Health in terms of the training for GPs and more GP places, that that's adequately going to deal with the pressure on GP practices?
We are rapidly and substantially increasing our number of GP training places. We will more than double it by the end of this year, and certainly coming into next year. We have accelerated our program of GP training. We have also a very innovative program to bring experienced GPs in from overseas, and we're working with the department and the HSE to rapidly and substantially expand that. Okay. We do also, though, like GP nurses contribute enormously to Irish general practice, and we need to double the number of GP nurses. And then we need an increased bricks and mortar, a physical infrastructure to house these increased staff. I suppose what I would say is that general practice is a fantastic career. Like, I love my job. It's very attractive. It's flexible hours. And I would, if there are GPs listening anywhere across the globe, from Aberdeen to America, the African continent, India, Middle East, we would like to hear from them. We will support them to come and work in Ireland.
All right, Dermot Quinlan of the Irish College of General Practitioners, thanks very much for joining us on Morning Ireland. The time is now 7:15.